Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Whirlpool Corporation, a leading global manufacturer of home appliances, including brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whirlpool has a significant presence in the consumer goods market, known for its focus on innovation, energy efficiency, and durable products. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the consumer goods sector. Let's dive in.
Whirlpool has maintained a strong position in the home appliance market, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and the anchoring effect influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and pricing strategies?
Status quo bias is a critical factor in Whirlpool's decision-making, particularly in product development and pricing strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize maintaining their existing product lines and traditional manufacturing processes rather than taking risks on new innovative technologies or product features that might appeal to modern consumers. While this approach helps ensure consistent product quality and aligns with customer expectations, it may also limit Whirlpool's ability to innovate or respond quickly to emerging trends, such as the increasing demand for smart home technologies and eco-friendly appliances. The anchoring effect is another important consideration, where Whirlpool might base their pricing strategies on historical data or established industry norms, potentially overlooking opportunities to capture higher margins or differentiate their products in a crowded market.
This focus on maintaining established practices and aligning with industry norms has helped Whirlpool build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and reliability in the consumer goods sector.
Exactly. Whirlpool's emphasis on stability and adherence to established practices has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the consumer goods market. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as consumer preferences evolve towards smart home technologies and energy-efficient products.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Whirlpool Corporation. As a global manufacturer with a diverse customer base and workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Whirlpool Corporation, given their role in producing home appliances that cater to a wide range of customers and markets around the world. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive products that meet the needs of a diverse customer base. A diverse workforce within Whirlpool can help the company better understand the preferences and expectations of different demographic groups, leading to more effective and widely appealing product designs and marketing strategies. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like consumer goods, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Whirlpool not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible manufacturing. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Whirlpool operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving home appliance market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Whirlpool's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the home appliance sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new products and expanding into new markets. Status quo buys might make Whirlpool more inclined to focus on their established product lines and manufacturing processes, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by trends such as smart home integration, energy efficiency, and sustainability. The anchoring effect might drive them to base their pricing strategies on traditional industry benchmarks, but they must also be proactive in exploring new opportunities in premium segments and innovative product offerings.
This adaptability is key for Whirlpool, especially as they face competition from both traditional appliance manufacturers and newer, more innovative companies. Their ability to innovate while maintaining product quality and reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Whirlpool's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established product lines, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
Now, let's compare Whirlpool Corporation to other companies in the consumer goods sector like Electrolux, LG Electronics, and Samsung. How do Whirlpool's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Whirlpool's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the consumer goods sector, such as Electrolux, LG Electronics, and Samsung, particularly in their approach to product development, market adaptation, and innovation. Whirlpool's emphasis on maintaining a broad product portfolio and focusing on traditional manufacturing processes appeals to investors looking for consistency in the consumer goods sector. Electrolux, known for its focus on innovative and sustainable appliances, appeals to those interested in growth through eco-friendly materials and smart technologies. LG Electronics, with its strong focus on consumer electronics and smart home integration, offers a more diversified approach to the consumer goods market. While Samsung's emphasis on cutting-edge technology and premium products positions it as a leader in both appliances and consumer electronics, Whirlpool's focus on balancing product diversity with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing strengths in a rapidly evolving industry.
And unlike LG Electronics or Samsung, which have a broader focus on consumer electronics or smart technologies, Whirlpool's strength lies in its ability to maintain a leading position in traditional home appliances, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Whirlpool, the focus on traditional home appliances and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the consumer goods sector.
To sum up, Whirlpool Corporation's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Whirlpool's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.